Today, a judge in London sentenced a British-born Iraqi physician to at least 32 years in prison. The doctor was convicted of leading an attempt to bomb a London nightclub and a Scottish airport in June of last year. The BBC's Peter Hunt was at the Woolwich Crown Court, where Bilal Abdullah received his sentence today. Hunt tells us the 29-year-old doctor had the perfect cover.
He came to this country with a British passport, which obviously gave him freedom of movement in the country, in and out of the country. And he also had another cover, an unbelievable cover, as a doctor. He was working in a hospital near Glasgow. And of course, everyone expects doctors to be working to heal people. In reality, he was plotting to murder possibly hundreds. And the police believe that he was planning a series of attacks. We know of the two failed car bombs left in London in June last year. And when those failed to explode, despite the attempts of Bilal Abdullah and another of his co-conspirators, Kafil Ahmed, who later died, they changed tack. And the next day, and it was the busiest day of the year for Glasgow Airport in Scotland, they launched what was intended to be a suicide attack. They drove a Jeep, and all these cars, the three cars used, had gas canisters, petrol and nails. One of the cars in London had 890 nails, another 1,000 nails. So at Glasgow the next day, the same sorts of things were inside the Jeep. It was driven into the terminal doors. It caught fire but didn't explode.
Peter, during the course of the trial of this man, this doctor, what did you learn about what his motivation was? In particular, for instance, with the series of car bomb attempts. These were outside nightclubs, and I guess that was pivotal in terms of what he was trying to accomplish.
Bilal Abdullah himself went into the witness box and gave a defense. His defense was that what he was intending to do in London were for these vehicles not to catch fire but not to explode, and to give, in his words, Britain a taste of fear. And his motivation was to highlight the plight of Iraqis, to expose Britain to what he argued Britain and indeed the United States of America had done to his people in Iraq. And he accepted that according to English law he was a terrorist. So the motivation, as I say, was the whole issue of Iraq, as he is an Iraqi himself. He was, and the prosecution believe and the police believe, that he was involved in some form of violent insurgent activity in Iraq when he visited Iraq. But the security service and the police believe that he was inspired by rather than actively directed by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they believe that Abdullah and the other man who died, Ahmed, were sort of self-motivated, and they came up with the idea themselves. They tutored themselves, and they mostly did their tutoring through the internet. That's where they looked up how to put this explosive together, which very fortunately didn't in the end explode.
That's right. Nothing exploded, in fact. I guess they had the wrong sort of concoction, and therefore there were no lives taken. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, in London, the devices didn't explode because the mix of oxygen and the petrol and the gas was the wrong mix. And also there was a loose connection in the wiring of the mobile phone detonators. I mean, if they had exploded, the police's view was that there would have been wholesale carnage.
Did he say, by the way, the accused, Bilal Abdullah, who was found guilty, did he say anything else about what his motivation was? I mean, here is a man, as you pointed out, who has made a career of medicine, of trying to save lives. Did he address that dichotomy?
Yes, I mean, in his defense, in the witness box, he said he was motivated by the fact that he pretty much all of his life had lived through war, the Iran-Iraq war, then the first Gulf War, then the second Gulf War. He talked in the witness box about how initially he was happy that Saddam Hussein had been toppled, but then later began to despair at what the Americans and to a lesser extent the British were doing in his country, and also began to despair as more and more of his friends died. And it was today during sentencing that the judge told him that he was, as I said, a religious extremist and a bigot, and he said that his extremist views were a distortion of the true path of Islam and would be rejected without hesitation by all good Muslims. And so he passed this sentence whereby Bilal Abdullah will spend at least 32 years behind bars, so he will leave prison at the earliest at the age of 61. He said to him, "You are a very dangerous man. You pose a high risk of serious harm to the British public in your present state of mind."
All right. Thank you very much. The BBC's Peter Hunt, who has been covering the sentencing today of Bilal Abdullah at Woolwich Crown Court in London. Thank you very much, Peter.
My pleasure.